Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, who is love. Praise God, who is love. Praise God, who is love. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for revelation knowledge regarding the subject today. Thank you, Jesus, that there is no interruption from any satanic or demonic force. Thank you for allowing us to have ears to hear every spoken word of knowledge, for giving us eyes to see all that you have set before us. Thank you for giving us a heart to receive and understand every word that comes forth, declaring that we stand on faith and faint not. Holy Spirit, have your way with me, that our Father may be glorified for the miracle healing of Bobby Christina Brown. Thank you, Father. Go with me in your Bibles to Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 10. Verse 9 reads that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Our next scripture is 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, and it will be followed by Matthew 6:33. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And last opening scripture is Matthew 6:33, and it reads, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Today, we are going to move forward and talk about the goodness of God. This is a special program, and we're just going right into our program because it is a special program. And we just want people to feel the thanksgiving that Jesus has for our title. It says, thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. And that title is taken from Psalm 118, verse 17, which reads, Psalm, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. That is so true for her, because so many people will be able to see when she rises up out of the bed and walks out of the hospital, she will be just fine. On today's episode, we will be praying prayers of thanksgiving for the healing manifestation of Bobby Christina Brown. I, Reverend Diane Hopkins, will continue to stand and hope that the Brown and Houston family will not lose faith, nor faint and give up on God. It is always God's will that anyone who is sick be healed, according to 1 Peter 2:24. And you said, well, why is that scripture so important? Because that's the one that talks about how God gave his only son to go to the cross over 2,000 years ago. And because he did so, when he went to the cross, he shed his blood and he made it possible for us to have feeling, to have healing. So that's why it's so significant. I'm going to read 1 Peter 2:24 to you so you will understand the significance. It says, who his own self bear our sins, and I'm reading out of the King James Version, in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness. And then it says, by whose stripes we were healed. So that you were healed. So anyone who's sick, you were healed. You were healed. If you're a Christian, you were healed. And if you're not a Christian, you can receive your healing by becoming a born-again Christian. So by whose stripes ye were healed. He means for everybody. His salvation is available to everybody on the face of this earth. You choose whether or not you want it. Individuals choose life or death. He gave us that healing when Jesus went to the cross and shed his blood. But what we have to do as Christians, we have to stand on the word of God and be careful. Remember we talked about words? Be careful what you speak. Be careful of what comes out of your mouth. When you're saying, oh, it doesn't look good, and the doctor is saying, don't be listening to what the doctor is saying. He's going to say, oh, there's no hope. He doesn't know. He's not God. He's not Jesus. Jesus is responsible for our healing. Jesus. He shed his blood on the cross. He went to the cross. Jesus is our healer. He's our miracle worker. He's the great physician. All of these are in the Bible. Okay? So he wants us to understand that and know that he's there for us. He wants us to stand on his word. And when we stand on his word and we ask and say and do, it's already done. We've already said it, it's already done. So that's why we tell people when we're praying for them and helping them to be healed, he's not going to heal me. And we, as I talked to people and shared with them my testimony about my healing out of the wheelchair, no longer in a wheelchair after 5 years, well, I am saying to you, guess what? He's not going to heal one person and not heal another. Why would he do that? But we have to not speak death to a person. When you speak death to them, then it's like, oh, my goodness. Do not speak death to whomever is sick. That is so important. Anybody that is negative, you need to move them out of the way and say, no, 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 no. I don't receive those negative words. I only want to hear positive words because it's the positive words that's going to keep the sick person alive and well. That's then it's from the word of God. Let me go back and read that again. Said, by whose stripes we were healed. Why would he say we were? He said we were healed. He didn't say we're going to be healed after we wait and see what happens, what God is going to do. It says you were healed. You were healed. Ye were healed. Were healed means we were already healed. We're already healed. Doesn't mean we're going to be healed in the future. Doesn't mean that, oh, I don't see it. Doesn't look like it. She's not moving. Well, you know, the doctor's saying he's giving all this negative stuff. You can't go by what the doctor says. He's given a completely negative report on Bobby Christina Brown. The doctors don't know. They say, oh, her condition worsened. Well, mine did too. My condition worsened too when I went into the wheelchair. After I had the major car accident, I was not in a wheelchair, but the doctor did say, your condition is going to worsen. And, yeah, I guess you could call going in a wheelchair worsening my, I still didn't accept that report. And had I accepted it, I probably would still be in a wheelchair. You cannot accept the report. I know much more now than I did then. That was some years ago. So what I'm saying to you, in having a healing ministry, I know what works. God's word always works. It is his will for all of us to be healed. People are saying, well, you know, if it's God's will, it is always his will. It is never God's will that we're to die young. It is his will that we have long life. Psalm 91 says, I will give you long life. Why would he say that in the word and then say, oh, well, okay, you're 22, it's time for you to go? No. We've got to start standing on the word and not what we see and think. Faith is not what you see. Faith is the unseen. Remember? That's why we need to be in the word so we will know how to heal people. God didn't just say healing is just for pastors and ministers and people of the cloth. Healing is for anybody who will latch on to it. I believe a person who is not born again can receive healing if they believe the word. If they believe it says, by whose stripes you're healed, they believe those people that was hollering out to Jesus, they didn't have a Bible back then when they was hollering that out. The Bible didn't come there after Jesus went to the cross. And his disciples, the apostles were putting the words into the Bible and writing and doing the writing. And the apostle Paul, all of those people, they didn't have it then. So that means almost all of those people were not born again. They were not born again. Those people that Jesus was healing, the multitudes of people were coming to Jesus for healing, and they received it because all they did was believe. He told one guy was a person in the army, and he said, would you please heal my friend? He's very close to me. And he said, I'm a person in authority, and when I tell my men to do, they do, and when I tell them to go, they go. And he said, so you don't have to come to my house. Just say the word, and he will be healed. And God, and Jesus did that. He said, wow, I haven't seen such faith. So we are Christians. Those of us who are Christians, would you please believe and stop saying, I hope God will do, I hope. What do you mean you hope? Yes, we should hang on to hope, but also, what about his word? He will heal if we believe it. Okay? So I'm going to just say prayers and just pray because I know what can happen. And I know that if we hang on to the faith and don't let the doctors, I'm not listening to the doctor's report. Matter of fact, I read something and I said, Lord, you know what? I'm not going to read anything else. The only thing I want to hear about is, did you know that she woke up? It's a miracle. That's the only thing I want to hear. Because I don't want to hear the doubt and unbelief that some family members may be saying. And, well, you know, we're surprised. We don't know what happened. We thought something would be. Hey, you prayed for something. You got it. Now it's time to believe. You got to start thanking God. This is time to be praising and thanking God on behalf of his son. Jesus gave us the healing. So my prayer is asking everyone you are invited to join in and pray, thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. I do not care what body part needs healing. Jesus is ready to restore your body back to wholeness. Please believe that. We're going to do more and more. You know, I just told Jesus, I said, God, you know what? We're going to have to do more about healing because we got to get people to latch on to this. They got to believe that healing is, we got too many people sick and they don't believe they can be healed. And we got to do more segments on healing, teaching you how to get healing. You're going to be sicker hearing it because we got to talk about it because we got too many people who are sick. And we got too many people say, well, you know, and you know, fussing and saying all this negative stuff. We're going to do this and do that. I'm not going to repeat the stuff that was said. I'm just saying. As Christians, if we are, don't tell somebody you're a Christian if you're not going to believe the word of God. You've got to believe the word of God. And there's some people that stand there Christians that you don't go to church. If you don't go to church, then, you know, you're not in the word. No, probably you're not in the word. You've got to be in the word. That's what's going to help you be strengthened. God loves us. It is not his desire. He don't put sickness on us to teach us anything. Some people say, well, you know, I believe he did that to teach us something and let us know. No, that's not how he operates. God does not do that. He wants healing. That's what he wants. That's why he sent his son to the cross. I just read it. By whose stripes you were healed. 1 Peter 2:24. And it's also in the Old Testament in Isaiah 53:4-5. So those are healing scriptures, and there are many more. There's Psalm 103 has a healing scripture in it. Psalm 107. I mean, you just can go down and down, and you will see there are healing scriptures all in the Bible. Many of them. You get your concordance and look at all the healing scriptures. I did a segment on healing scriptures. If you go through my episodes, you will see that there is a episode with nothing but healing scriptures, which can help you, okay? So let us just, at this point, just say, thank you, Father. We just thank you for your healing power because your son went to the cross, and we are thanking you. We are thanking you so much because we have the Houston family and the Brown family who are praying, and they're waiting. They said they're waiting on God, and we know that you're going to get the glory. We already know that you're going to get the glory. And we thank you, Father, for what you have done. We thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you. We just thank you, Father. So our prayer for Bobby Christina Brown is that she will live and not die. She will live and not die. We just want the family to hold on. You had one person that held on all these months, and that was Mr. Bobby Brown. He held on to believing in God. And we know that certain things qualify. You got to have, you cannot be in strife and unforgiveness. We know that that's something that can block up a prayer. So we're glad to see that they are coming together now, that, you know, she's in a hospice and now the families are coming together. So I'm really glad to see that and hear that. But we want to keep praying with them and hoping that they won't cave in and quit, and that they can speak words of life. Because when you speak the negative words, they say, oh, boy, well, we're just waiting. I mean, they're saying it's in God's hands. But some of them are speaking and saying, well, you know, she looks like she's going to die. And, well, see, if you're speaking stuff like that, then you're speaking, that's death words. You don't want to say those words. You want to say, thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Oh, we thank you, Father, for the listening audience that has joined us on today. And you have all been invited to join in and pray. And we thank you so much, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We are healed. Thank you that if anyone else is sick that's listening, you're healed right now from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. And you just start thanking God, and you put that name in there. Believe. Ignore what's being said. Just believe. Just believe. Don't listen to anybody what's being said. Don't listen to the doctors because they don't know. They can only go by what their reports say. But whose report are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the doctor's report or the report that God has in his word? Which report are you going to believe? Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, that the ministering angels have encamped themselves around her bed as we speak and pray. Oh, we thank you, Father, as you have said in Psalm 91. We thank you for the ministering angels going forth and being with all those we pray for daily, Bobby Christina Brown and all those who may be sick. Hallelujah. So we will not dash our foot against the stone. Thank you, Father, that we can stand, as is mentioned in Ephesians 6. We stand, and we stand therefore. We do not cave in, and we do not quit in the name of Jesus Christ. We faint not. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for teaching us how to say positive words. We will say those positive words, and we will not speak the negative words. The negative words will bring about death. We want life, so we want to always speak the positive words that brings about life. It works every time. It worked for me, and I know that there were others that I prayed for, and it worked for them as well. Hallelujah. I was on a plane and prayed for somebody, and my goodness, one person, I prayed for one part of their body, and I guess it was felt a tingle or something. She grabbed my hand and put it on her head because she had just had surgery on her head. So I believe that God has given me a ministry to pray for people who have something wrong with their head, whether it's headache, whether you are brain, that you had a brain surgery, anything that's going on with your head. And then that's why I'm praying for, I've been chosen to pray for Bobby Christina Brown, because she will live and not die. 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 She has a long life. God has given us life. Our lifespan is supposed to be 120. So to have long life, at least to age 70 and beyond. It is not his desire that someone passes away at age 22. That is not their life. That is not God's desire. It is not God's desire. That's why we have to have people who believe and trust in the word. Long life. And so many people lose out because they do not know the word, they don't speak the word, and, you know, God, he operates on his word. He operates on his word. That's what moves him. Anybody say, I'm waiting on a move from God, but if you speak in negative words, he can't move until you speak the right word. You got to speak positive words. Okay? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We praise your name. We glorify you. We magnify you. We know that you are worthy, God. Thank you for sending your son Jesus to the cross so that we can be healed. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Those of you who are joining in with me to pray, if you can say this prayer every day, or as often as possible. This is called spiritual warfare. Spiritual warfare. This is a spiritual fight. Not a waiting game where we're going to wait and see. No, it's a spiritual fight. You have to pray, but then, like I say, if you're not in the Word, you don't know what to pray. You just keep begging, God, please, please. You can't beg him. You got to say the Word. He said, put me in remembrance of my Word. He wants to hear his word thrown at him. But now, we did all the asking. Now it's time to thank God. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. As we speak, as I'm speaking and doing this broadcast, I have Yes, Jesus Loves Me playing in one room, and then behind me, healing scriptures are playing on my CD, turned down, but they're playing. And these are the kinds of things you have to do. When you are believing God and you're positive, you have to go forward in that direction. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for giving the strength to the Brown and the Houston family to not lose faith and faint not and give up on God. Thank you, Father, for allowing every word out of their mouth to be a positive word that will give you glory and give life. Thank you for allowing them to speak life out of their words and that they're saying and not death. Thank you, Father. Oh, we praise your name in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our miracle worker. Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our healer. Jesus is our miracle worker. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. Die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. By whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus, that by whose stripes you were healed. Thank you, Jesus. We praise your name. We honor you. We glorify you. We magnify you. You are worthy, God. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you for allowing us to come together and pray on behalf of Bobby Christina Brown. And I thank you. I invite all of you to continue to pray daily as many times as you can. Thank you, Jesus, for healing Bobby Christina Brown. She will live and not die. Thank you to all my listening audience. I really am those of you that believe. And if you don't believe, don't bother praying, because it will be the negativeness and the unbelief, doubt and unbelief won't work. Praise God. In Jesus' name, amen.